some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I am thrilled today. We're going to be welcoming a new guest to our show. I hope it's the first of many appearances she'll be making with us. Sue Davey, she's a psychic and she's phoning in all the way from London, we'll have to find out what city, but I always say London. She's phoning in from the UK today, and we're doing the show a little bit earlier because this way we're not doing the show in the middle of the night. So if you're in the UK, like David Crooks in Ireland who's listening and he's already got a question in the call queue, it's at a reasonable hour of the day. And if you're over here in the States, you're either enjoying the beginning of your lunch hour or maybe even a late breakfast if you're out here in California like I am. Just a real quick reminder of where we've been for the week so far and also where we're going. So if you want to go back and check out any prior episodes, all episodes are available on demand on the Blog Talk channel for Rated G Radio. And you can also download the entire series as a podcast on Apple iTunes. Monday, we welcomed Dr. Annie Ulrich, and she talked about the February Energy Update. And yesterday, on Tuesday, we had Dr. Frank Cilio, and Dr. Frank is a best-selling children's author, and I found his interview fascinating because I found out things from him that I had no idea about. Especially if you've got, you know, young kids, you want to read impressionable minds, interesting books. Dr. Cilio's books certainly fit that bill, so go check that out. Tomorrow on the Rated LGBT Radio on their Thursday show, we have, of course, my co-host Rob Watson, and we've got a back-to-back-to-back double shot of guests tomorrow night. We've got Scott Fullerton, who hosts his own Left of Straight podcast right here on Blog Talk and also on the UBN Network. And in the second half of the show, we've got Mr. Greg Archer, who is a familiar name to listeners, of course. He was the year-long contributor as my pop culture expert, and then went on to write a best-selling novel called Grace Revealed about his family's extradition from Poland during World War II and how they have all come together. And he's here to talk about his new comedy web series, The You and the Me. So that will be on Thursday's show. And then on Friday, we have Jennifer Galonia with the Ron Retzer Trio. It's a Christian music band, and they have their new CD out called Being Happy. Jennifer will be my very special guest in hour number one. She also has a pet possum that she posts pictures on Facebook. Pet possum pictures on Facebook. Say that five times fast. And we're going to talk to her about taking in possums. And they are quite lovely, despite the bad rap they get all around the place. I want possums now. But in the second part of the show, here's a surprise. I'm telling you early. Disco diva Cynthia Manley from the 70s and 80s is going to be a surprise guest. I don't know how it's a surprise if I'm telling you now, but I'm telling you now so you'll tune in. Cynthia Manley with disco hits like Ain't No Mountain High Enough and Everybody Dance. She's going to be our guest in hour number two talking about an upcoming appearance she has at Rage in West Hollywood on Valentine's Day. And so with that, I want to let you know that we're going to now welcome our VIP special brand new guest of the show, Ms. Sue Davey. Sue, welcome to the show. How are you this afternoon?
Hi, Garrett. I'm very well, thank you very much. And thank you for having me on the show. And hello to all the listeners. I'm really excited.
Well, we're excited to have you here, too. We've got a ton of people who have already called in. So, number one, if you've been pre-screened, we're going to get to you. If you haven't been screened yet, and that means I'm coming on saying, can I get your first name? When Sue's talking to other callers today, we'll go ahead and screen your calls as well. So, continue to call in at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. If you want to ask a question, though, you must press 1 on your keypad. If you don't do that, I'm assuming that you're one of the other hundreds of callers that are calling in right now that just listen from your cell phone or mobile device, which is totally cool. But I don't want to, you know, bug you if you don't want to ask Sue a question. So, Sue, since this is your first time here on the show, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Number one, tell us about yourself. And then number two, tell us about your gift and what you will and will not be helping the callers with today.
Right. I'm 53. I've got 5 gorgeous kids. I've got 4 gorgeous grandchildren. third generation intuitive psychic. I'm also a Reiki master. I've just recently qualified as a hypnotherapist as well, which was awesome. I got a distinction on that. I was so, so happy. I've got three books out on Amazon. And with the call today, I don't do health readings and I don't do financial stuff either. So it's just basically a general reading. Just a general question.
So, Sue, what you're telling us is you will not give us the winning lottery numbers for the Powerball tonight.
Nope. God, if I could do that, I'd be doing it myself.
Fair enough. Well, is there, you're a third generation medium or psychic. How, I mean, to me, that's fascinating how that gets passed down generationally. How did you come to know that this is something that you were gifted with? And then also, do any of your kids or grandkids have this talent as well?
I found out when I was quite small. I mean, as I was growing up, I realized stuff. And my grandma, bless her cotton socks, she passed away a couple of years ago. She was 105 when she passed.
Wow.
Very, very gifted lady. Absolutely gorgeous. And my mom told me that as I was growing up, I would be like going up to him and saying, who was walking around the bedroom last night? And they'd be like, oh, that was just your great-grandma. And it was just fine. Okay, then. It was just perfectly natural for me. I assumed what I did was normal. I thought everybody else was weird because they couldn't hear and see stuff.
What's the only normal you know? Yeah. So, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was... My grandma mentored me really quite a lot. My mum's really gifted, but she didn't sort of like butt in so much. She left my grandma to not train me as such, but like guide me and help me and
Sure. Let
me get on with it. And if I needed to ask something, I went to my grandma. But now my grandma's passed, my mum's kind of stepped up a bit. So she's like taken over. But I know she gets guidance from my grandma. I just know with the stuff she comes out with is my grandma speaking.
Now, do your kids or grandkids have any abilities like this yet that you know about?
All my kids do, but they all they don't really use it at the moment.
Okay.
One of my sons is more in tune. If I'm on the phone with him having a conversation, then yeah, we go get into the right spiritual stuff. The rest of them are just like, oh, it's mum and her weird stuff, you know. But it might be mum and her weird stuff, but then they do sometimes ask me for advice in that. So it's like, yeah, well, you know, my weird stuff comes in handy, doesn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Well, we've got a ton of people that have called in. Do you have anything that you want to let the listeners know before we start, or you want to just jump in?
No, we'll just jump in.
Okay. And I did have somebody that sent me a note on Facebook. Can I read you their question and see if we can maybe help them a little bit first?
Absolutely, yeah.
This comes from David Crooks in Ireland, and he wants me to refer to him as Northern Irish David. And I said, is that your real name? And he goes, no, just say it's David Crooks. I said, okay. He wants to know if his Peace Project song that he's supporting with Rick Giannatos and all the disco divas will get onto the Oprah Winfrey Show and the Ellen Show and the national news and primetime shows. That's a lot, but that's his question.
He will get noticed with it. I don't think he's going to get quite the recognition that he's hoping for. He will be getting some recognition from some of those people that was mentioned. So right, my guy's just stood there looking at me, tapping his foot. It's just like, he needs to push it a little bit more. He needs to really put himself out there and stop shying away a little bit and let go of that doubt. My guide's saying to me he's got a little bit of a niggle with a doubt in it. He needs to really push himself. He could achieve a lot with this. He's got something to be really proud of. So really, really put yourself out there and there will be some success that will come from this, yes.
Very good. Okay, David, thanks for your question. And we're going to get to our first live caller today. Not that any of you are not live, but our first caller of the day is going to be coming from Rose. Rose, you are now live with Psychic Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. My question is about romance. Do you see someone new coming or someone from my past re-entering my life?
Right, once again, my guide. I will warn the listeners that when my guide comes through, sometimes he can be a bit blunt, so I'll just give you the heads up. He's saying, Rose, my darling, do not look back. You've been there, you've done it, and oh my God. So he does suggest that you look to the future and keep your options open with a new person coming into your life. But he does say, do not search too hard at the moment. This person will find you. There is a person out there looking for you at this moment. The timing is not quite right on either side. And to take your time before you rush into something again. He acknowledges that there have been times in the past that you have been a little bit maybe hasty and have got regrets. So he does advise that you now baby steps, socialize, take up opportunities if you're offered to go out to some places that maybe you're not normally going out to. And this man will appear in your life.
Great. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks,
thank
Rose,
you,
for your
Rose.
Call today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. And our next caller is going to be coming from Sophia. Sophia, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you. I would like about a work. Have an interview today and just wanted to note your second interview.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
I'm not getting a very clear picture around this. Is there, I'm feeling like there's some confusion. There's like quite a few people have applied for this job, and I'm thinking the bosses have got a really tough time deciding on the right person, who they actually want to employ. I feel that you may be called back for another interview.
This is my second interview.
This was your second interview. Why am I getting told that you're going to be called back for a second interview then? Because that's what I'm getting told, a second interview. Have you applied for another job somewhere else?
I just got another, I'm not getting paid for it. It's volunteering, but it's something I'm very interested in. I don't know if it's going to lead to getting paid. They just opened. It's very, very new, and I don't know if they have the funds right now to even hire people, but I'm volunteering a few hours a week to get the free amenities.
Right. See, I'm still getting the second interview with you, and I'm feeling that maybe that's leading into this other job with you, because it's like two jobs. Two opportunities. It's just not coming out of my head. Second interview is just sticking right in my head at the moment with you, Sophia.
Right. And everything happened at once. The volunteer job, I had to ask for it a few times to let them know I'm interested. And then I got the response yesterday, and I also got the response for the second interview yesterday. So everything came yesterday.
Right.
Double, two.
2-2.
Yeah.
Nice numbers. I would keep your options open. Yeah. As regards to the original job, it's very, very cloudy around this one. But the other job, I'm fine. I'm feeling that one might be more suitable. I think that might lead on to something a lot better for you. And that 2 is sticking in. It's just, hang on. Nope, second interview is still saying it's. Actually, I can see the number now in my head now. 2-2, second interview. So I would keep your options open with this other, the voluntary work as well.
Me too, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Sophia. Have a great day. Good luck. Keep us posted. Take care.
I will, G. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And by the way, everybody who's calling in today, Sue has a great website. She's also got a Facebook page and the Twitter. All of that's right here on the show page. So if you're calling in and you're saying, well, I want to get a hold of Sue and I want a private appointment for my very own that I don't have to share with anybody, just go to the show page, click on Visit Sue's website. Click here. I mean, we make it that easy for you. So just go click, click, click. You can like her Facebook page, follow her on Twitter. But more importantly, get your own private appointment set up so you get your own time and you don't have to share it with anybody like you do today. Our next caller is Dee. Dee, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for taking my call and happy
Hi,
New Year.
Dear. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing good. My question is, I am ready for a new relationship. Just trying to see exactly what you're picking up.
Oh, I'm really sorry. My guide says, are you sure?
I am. I am.
He doesn't think you are quite there yet, but that's why I had to ask, are you sure? Once again, I would suggest taking maybe a little bit more time for you before you go diving into something else, because he's just stood there now just shaking his head at me as if to say, oh dear. He doesn't grasp the concept of people rushing into or even going into a relationship. He's very old school and likes the idea of courting and wining and dining.
That's actually what I meant, because I don't dive into relationship, and I've been single for a while, doing a lot of work on myself. So that's what I meant. I have to be courted and date and all of that. So
wined and dined, treated like a lady, he says.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like all women should be. I'm not seeing anything yet. I would.
Okay.
Go out with your friends and just get yourself out there a little bit more and enjoy yourself. April is now coming into my mind. Are we on April? Late April. Sorry, tends to argue with me as well. Late April, beginning of May time, there will be some interest coming your way. There may be more than one. So he does say to filter out the bad stuff, and
I will.
Oh my, he likes you. filter out, really. Keep your options open. Just sort of like, you know, go on a date with one gentleman, see how it goes. Go on a date with another gentleman. Don't commit to anything straight away, he's saying. And there, apparently three love interests could be appearing, so don't take the first one, apparently. He's not
okay.
What he seems. So the second and third ones are looking more, which will be down to your choice, because obviously it's free will, but he's not happy with the first one that's coming up.
Okay, well, awesome. Thank you. Then you just let your guide know. I'm very picky, and I'm very, you know, so I take my time, so.
Nice one. Well, let us know how you get on.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee,
for
your call. Have a great day today. And our next caller is Sahar. And Sahar, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Sahar. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Good. Please tell me what's going on with me.
Please tell me what's going on with you. Confused, let down, disappointed, worried about a family issue. You need to step back a little bit, and I don't think the full facts have been given to you over the issue that's going on around you. My guide is suggesting you need to go. You need to speak to an older relative who may be able to help shed a little bit more light on this, what's going on around you. I'm getting a really, really horrible, yucky feeling in the pit of my stomach at the moment. So this is obviously affecting you very, very deeply. It's quite close to the heart.
Yeah, my life is falling apart, and I'm very sick in my stomach. And I'm not sure if this is going to be fixed or this is it. I'm not sure what's going on.
Things take time to fix and heal. There's a lot of issues with this, that there's a lot of healing around the whole situation altogether. But at the moment, you're right in the middle of it and you don't know which way to turn. So this is why we are suggesting that you should step back a little bit, and you should take some you time. Even if it's possible for you to take just some time away, even if it's just a couple of days, if you could go and stay with someone. And maybe, if you don't mind me suggesting, maybe looking into some counselling around this issue as well.
We tried it, it didn't work out, and we have now two babies, twins actually, a year old, and it been a battle over here, and it's just getting worse, and I don't know, is it going to get better, or this is it?
If both parties want it to get better, it will get better. If one wants it to get better and the other one is like holding back for whatever reason, then some space would be advisable at the moment. I think you're too close to the situation to think clearly and for any issues to be resolved. So even if it was a day or 2 days, either one of you could like just go spend somewhere, but at the end of the day, sweetheart, the ultimate decision is going to be coming down to you on how you feel. If this is making you feel this bad, then, you know, really think things over and do what's right for you.
But what about the other side, the other person?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I said that the problem is it's not just my decision. What about the other person? What do you see from the other person?
Confusion, hurt, and anger. Yeah, just a lot of confusion, hurt, and anger around the whole thing.
But do you see us together again like normal people, or do you see us breaking up?
All I'm getting tension, friction. I can't predict whether you're going to stay together or you're going to split up, because at the end of the day, it's a difficult situation. There's more than one involved here, and obviously, like you said, you've got the children as well. There's a lot of confusion. I would suggest maybe trying counselling again, and like I said, some time away from the situation. If you're questioning whether you're gonna, if the relationship's gonna work, then I think deep down in your heart you already know the answer to that one. See, I'm reading your energy, and it's just like at the moment I could just burst into tears. But from the other energies that I'm getting, I'm starting to feel really angry. So, bearing in mind I've got other callers that are going to be waiting for me to take their calls, I would suggest taking a long look at everything. Try and talk to the other person. calmly.
We did. That's why I'm calling, you know, because I tried everything you can imagine, from talking, from compromising, from giving up on a lot, from everything. I tried everything, and I don't know what else I can do. And I stepped away, and I did everything, and I don't know. Nothing is really working with me right now, and I'm too confused.
This is why, because you are confused, sweetheart. Like I said, there's a lot of healing that needs to go on around
you. I tried, and I don't know what else I can do. I don't know what to do. Every advice I took, and I tried it, and it's not working.
I can't tell you to stay in the relationship, and I can't tell you to walk away from the relationship, sweetheart. It's not my place to do that. It is free will. Ultimately, at the end of the day, darling, it is your decision, your choice, what you feel that you should be able to do. Excuse me. My throat's tightening up and everything, because obviously I don't think you've fully spoken exactly everything that you need to speak to. All I can say is this decision is going to come down to you. It's not my place to say, yes, stay, and it's not my place to say, leave. You know,
you cannot predict if he's trying to even fix it. He's not willing, or he's willing. You can't see anything on his side.
Not at the moment. It's very cloudy, because all I'm getting is your energy. I'm reading your energies because you're on the call with me.
Okay,
Sahara, we're gonna move along, but we wish you luck, and we'll send you lots of good energy, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Sahara. Take care.
So before we get to the next caller, I want to ask you, you talked a little bit about doing Reiki. Can you tell the listeners what that involves and how that works for when you're working with people?
Hang on.
Sure.
Gosh, you really got to me.
That's emotional, huh?
It was, yeah.
And while Sue's clearing her throat and getting her energy back here, just again, real quick reminder, go to Sue's Facebook page, like her page, follow Sue on Twitter, and also check out her website. It's quite lovely, and I think you'll find information on there that will be helpful and beneficial to you. If you'd like to have your own private reading, you can contact her and get that scheduled today. Keep in mind that, you know, we've got an 8-hour time difference, or at least 8 hours from here over in the, you know, in the California, but there's an 8-hour time difference between here and where she's at in the UK. So, you know, just keep that in mind when you want to get your appointment scheduled.
Okay, I'm back with you.
Okay, so a little bit about Reiki.
Reiki energy is basically, it's energy channeled from the divine, from the creator, from God, from source, whoever, you know, whatever you like to call him. And it's a healing energy that the healer draws down, and then the energy flows out through the healer's hands. It can be done long distance. I can just ask, obviously, because it's universal, so I just focus on the person that requires the healing, and I ask the healing to be sent. If I'm doing one-on-one treatment, then obviously the energy travels through my hands, and the person that is having the treatment, they can experience a wide variety of things. They can feel heat, they can feel cold, they may sense spirit guides around them. They may even feel what we call phantom hands, which is my hands, for instance, could be on their shoulders, and then they could say to me, well, I can feel you touching my leg. And I'm like, no, that's not me. That's, you know, the helpers that are... Yeah, it's an amazing feeling when you have it done. I tell you, it happened to me, and I'm thinking, I can swear someone's touching my feet. And no, they were actually over my heart area, and it was so, weird. So I had to experience the Reiki first to see what it was like before I actually took it on myself, you know. And it's such an amazing feeling, and it heals on emotional, physical, spiritual, you know, all levels it heals. It's amazing.
So after somebody has a Reiki session with you, is it um, is the is the healing or the session instantaneous? Does it, you know, do some things take longer to manifest? How does that work?
It all depends how deep the issue is with the person. Some people do actually sense a change while the healing's happening. But with all healings, it tends to work over a period of time. You always recommend that they drink water for at least 3 to 4 days after the healing, because that helps flush out any toxins. But I've had people like come to me with headaches and everything, and real bad migraines, and it's not until they've gone that they notice it, which is, you know, bizarre, because they're so used to having these migraines that they're not having them. But then about a week later, and it's just like, I'm not having any headaches, and you know,
yeah,
issues like that. But on the emotional side, it normally takes more than one just session, because you can't just clear one emotional problem in one session. It's you know, we're back to the onion, and we're peeling the layers away.
Sure.
You'll peel away the layers of one thing, something else is going to come up, something else is going to come up. So with that, it's more, you know, it'd be block sessions if anybody wanted it, that they would be required to book, rather than just a one-off and think it's going to be fixed.
Yeah, well, yeah, because emotions, they run deep, as they say. So, you know, you just can't. Yeah, I totally agree. Anyway, let's get back to the callers, because we've got a ton of you here today. Our next caller is coming from Holly. And Holly, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi, Holly. Good morning. Good evening.
I just wonder, when you see a new relationship for me,
a minute. Oh, you just knew he was going to stand in again, didn't you? Right. My guide wants to know, why are you so keen to get into a relationship?
Because I'm tired of being
sorry.
Wrong.
Yeah, now, nobody likes being on their own, but the thing is,
no.
The aloneness, if you're uncomfortable with being alone and with your own company, then he's just looking at me going, then you're not quite ready to be in a fulfilling relationship. You have to be comfortable with yourself, and you have to love yourself before you can give your all in a relationship. Oh, I hate it when he does that. He just sits down and ignores me. Just give me a minute.
I mean, isn't it normal for people to want to be with somebody than alone?
This is the thing. It's human nature. Everybody wants to be with somebody. But with everything, you have to be happy and comfortable with yourself first. Are you still hearing me? Because my...
Oh, yes. How happy can you be when you're alone? I mean, you know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to me. Now I don't hear anything at all.
Are you hearing me now?
Oh, yes.
There we go, Sue.
There we go. Right. It's crackling at my end. Is it clear at your end?
Clear.
Oh, good. No, you can go out on, you know, you can go out when you want. You can eat what you want. You can, like, go to bed when you want. There's so many advantages. No, there is. Seriously, there's so many advantages to being on your own. And then once you are comfortable with that, when you then get into a relationship with someone, you've got your independence, and plus you've got the relationship side of it as well. So if you know, if you get into a relationship with someone, for instance, that had a job that worked long distance, and you're like, you're all loved up at the weekends, but hey, he works away for 3 weeks, you're going to be on your own for those 3 weeks. So do you see where I'm coming from? Even though you're in a relationship, you're going to be on your own because he works away. So it starts with being comfortable with your own company, basically. But in regards to relationship, my guide's now looking at me going, we're looking summertime when there will be someone coming into your life. It's quite a nice looking gentleman, actually. He's quite tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's... Oh, he's, I know, he's being real sneaky. He's not showing me the rest. But, yeah, he's quite a nice gentleman. Actually, my guide's quite happy with that one. So, I would say we're looking around about July time. July the 4th popping in. So it could be a July the 4th celebration that this gentleman could appear.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Holly. You'll have to give us an update.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And our next caller is Caroline. Caroline, actually, Caroline called in earlier in the show, and then her call dropped, so we're bringing her back on here. Caroline, you're live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you so much for putting me back on. I was a little girl, a little disappointed. I said, what happened here? Sue, it's lovely to meet you. And my question is in regard to my career, and I'm waiting for a contract for my client. And I've been very patient. It's been a long wait, but I'd like to know, I'm so excited and so thrilled for her that I really desire for her to have it because, you know, it's about time. So I'd love to hear your answer or what you could see with that. Thank you.
Hi, and nice to meet you too. There's been a bit of forgetfulness on someone's part here because some paperwork seems to have been put down, delayed, and just sort of like forgotten about, mixed up in a pile of stuff and everything.
What should I do? It's with a publisher.
A gentle reminder is what I'm getting told.
Yes. Thank you.
Bottom of the pile kind of thing is coming into me now. Sorry, I'm speaking a bit fast now because he's just rattling this off. He's definitely going with forgetfulness, hidden away, just a genuine mistake, which will be rectified. But, yeah, a nudge from you and the ball will get rolling again.
And you're not going to believe this. It's kind of perfect timing because what this book is about, it's a little bit like the X-Files. So now I have this to, you know, kind of use as a marketing tool. You know, it's kind of perfect timing.
Awesome.
So clever.
Absolutely brilliant.
I'm going to stand the ovation. If this ever goes through the major publisher, I'm just going to cry. That's all I could say because it's been a year of, you know, little editing, et cetera. Can I give you a name of a, really quick, of a publisher that I think it matches perfectly, which is Tor, T-O-R, or Simon & Schuster? But Tor seems to be the sci-fi world.
Tor, but... My guide again is also saying possibly look around as well for another one. For another
Perfect.
One, yeah. Okay.
Thank you,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Caroline. Good luck to you. Thanks for calling in and being so patient. We wish you lots of luck.
Aww.
And our next caller is Nathaniel. Nathaniel, thanks for waiting. You are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue. I'm born on May 1st.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
And have you got a question for me, darling?
You know, I wonder if you see a move for me or getting a car or a job.
You're going to have to relocate for the job. You need to look... You need to look a bit further afield than what you have been looking as well. There is a job offer that's it's out there waiting for you at the moment, but it's going to involve moving quite a distance from what my guide's showing me. Well, that's not helping, is it?
I'm on the west coast. Could it be on the east coast, or it'll probably at least be 100 miles because I'm in the middle of the desert. It's a small town, and it's like 50 miles, you know, to the nearest bigger town.
Yeah, we are looking quite up, actually. He was looking a bit more than that. He was looking possibly about 200 there. But it'll be worth it in the end.
Oh, no, I know it is, and I want to get out of the desert here. I want to get closer to the beach. I want to get closer to the beach desperately.
He's saying to me, small sacrifices, Nathaniel, and big steps. We're looking about 250-mile move in. There could be a couple of job opportunities coming up for you with this. This will lead on to quite well-paid work. The mode of transport, he said, well, you just have to make do at the moment but something will come in. He finds you quite charming, actually, and he thinks that your charm and your charisma and your sense of humour, which has got you through so far, will continue to get you through quite a lot.
You mean the guides like that, or?
This is what my guide is saying about you.
They like that. Okay, great.
Yeah, he says, keep it up. You've done it. It's got you so far, and it will get you even further. So, yeah.
So it looks pretty good. Do you think it'll be in music at all, or writing, or anything creative, or do you think it'll be just sales or some of the main regular man's job?
Construction. Something to do with construction. Yes. It's a bit different from what you're used to, but...
Yeah, I kind of went off, but that's more kind of a stable job, you know, or, you know, it's great.
Yeah, well, with the construction, then this will give you the money and this will provide the other opportunities. But, you know, you've got to take the first step. And like he did say, small sacrifices, big steps. So, yeah, construction is definitely...
But do you think I'll be doing...
Sorry, say that again.
Do you think I'll be doing the physical work, or do you think I'll be doing expecting or something else? Or
there will be some physical work involved, yes. Okay. But then I can see you. There's like plans as well, as if you're drawing up plans for something as well, co-creating on a project. That's what he's showing me now. So it'll be co-creating, but you will be getting your hands dirty as well with it.
I see. Well,
there you go, Nathaniel. Sounds exciting for you.
Yeah, thank you both so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Nathaniel. Keep us posted.
Have a great day.
Okay. We've got Michelle and Beth on board next. And just before we go to those callers, just a real quick reminder that if you don't get through today or you would like an extended reading with Sue, just click on the link on the show page today to go to Sue's website, fill out your information, and she'll contact you with rates and times and all of that good stuff. We've also put the link to her Facebook page and Twitter, so if you'd like to stay connected with Sue on social media, you can do that easily. And we're going to get to our next caller, Michelle, and then I'm going to go screen some more calls. So hang tight, everybody. Michelle, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Sue. Hi. My question is, the thing on my mind primarily right now is the change of a job, and I didn't want to leave the state I'm in, but I'm looking all over the country, and I happen to have two interviews, phone interviews yesterday for the same company, different jobs out on the East Coast, and I was wondering if you saw me moving.
No. No, it just quite blatantly, no. You need to start looking a bit closer to home. You're missing something. He's saying to me that you've overlooked something. You need to get back out there and have another look. That's all he's saying to me. Just have another look around, recheck. Go back over some stuff that you may have looked at, because you've overlooked something. There is something closer. It's not saying that you're not going to move maybe a short distance. There does appear to come a house move coming up for you anyway. That's kind of there, but not at the distance that you thought that you was going to be moving. There is a change of scenery around you. He wants you to check paperwork. He wants you to go back through maybe previous job applications that you've possibly looked at but not have applied for, and he would like you to just really, really think about. I thought my computer was going to shut down. Then no, we're still there. He would like you to really, really think about jobs that you've previously looked at. Go on the internet, go online, have a look at some more jobs that are similar but not the same as what you've been looking at as well. But a long distance move, I'm not seeing. Short distance move, possibly. Change of scenery, yes.
Well, I am going to be moving, actually, physically moving my house. I think about 5 to 7 doors down where I'm. I do have a short move.
It will be
that's
short.
Very short. Yeah, my lease is up, and but there might be a possibility of staying with the company I'm currently working for and then going to a different job. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but do you see anything?
All I can see at the moment is what I've seen for you so far, and like I said, he says you've overlooked something. So, you know, just backtrack a little bit, retreat a little bit, and just generally go through everything that you've been going through, sift through it a little bit more, go through it with a fine-tooth comb, he's now telling me to tell you. He's lovely, bless him. Retreat, relook, recheck. There's going to be you're going to have an aha moment when you suddenly go, oh yeah, and then you're off and running. So, and good luck with your house move.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Michelle.
You
very
good
much.
Luck with you. Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
And our next caller is Beth. Beth, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, a little bit of background, and then I'll get into my question. I recently had physical therapy for about 3 months with a man who is about half of my age. I'm 45, and he was a wonderful man, and basically what happened is I developed a crush on him. We're both married to different people, and it got to the point where it got to be a little obsessive on my end, I'll be honest, and at about New Year's Eve, I let him know in an email. I was very honest to say I apologized for inappropriate behavior I may have shown towards him. Nothing got physical or anything weird like that, but we both decided to quit services at that point. I'd only bumped into him once since in a grocery store, and it was very awkward, but that was it. And since then, we really haven't seen each other at all. My question is this. I've had a very, very hard time getting past all of this, I have had thoughts of trying to recontact him just to maybe on a friendship level or something, but I've been told by another medium that we've had a very strong past life connection, I guess. I don't know. I'm just struggling with getting past sort of the bond that we had. I felt like we did have a strong connection while we were together, working together and things. Any information that you could give me around this would be helpful, and any suggestions on how to kind of get past this in this lifetime would be great.
It's a bit complicated, isn't it? Right.
Yes.
Right, my guide's saying, yes, there may be been a past life connection at some point, but this lifetime, this is your lifetime, this is your learning your lesson one, sweetheart. This is the one where you need separation from this person, and you need to... I'm trying to translate is being like really abrupt into being nice. You do need to, you've got to let go of the situation and you've got to walk away from it. You know, he's telling me now to tell you that you're going to have to be brave. You need time to allow yourself to grieve this relationship, to be honest, that it hasn't worked out, and that, You need okay. to, once you've got past this, then this will lead the way open to you meeting someone else at a later date. This friendship wasn't destined to be as such. It was another test for you. He's saying, really, really take some time for you. This is never easy. Never, never easy. And... but you are going to have to let go. You're just going to have to leave the situation, leave.
Okay. Well, that probably was for the best, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For you, more than anything else, for your, you know, for your own peace of mind, just to stop overthinking things with it as well, and let go of the blame and let go of the guilt and send forgiveness to the other person, and more importantly, send forgiveness to you, and just slowly start to move on from it, sweetheart. And there are brighter days ahead. As my grandma says, and quite a lot of people I know, this too shall pass.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear.
All right.
Thank you.
And I think we're going to have time for about two more calls, maybe a third, but our next caller is Evelyn. Evelyn, thank you for calling today. You are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, it's either whatever you're picking up. Do you see me meeting anybody this year, or am I going to go in for business for myself?
Right. Can you just give me a minute? Because I've got my charger in my computer, which is causing me not... Right. Could you just quickly repeat that question for me, please?
Well, I'm either looking to see if I'm going to be in a relationship, or should I go and focus more of my time into going into business for myself?
Oh, business, definitely. My guys just jumped straight in there. Business. Yes. And he says you'll be very successful at it, my dear. And yes, definitely go into this business, because once you've got this business up and running and off the ground, this will afford you more opportunities then to be more comfortable with having a relationship. You don't want to be having too many eggs in the fire. That's not eggs in the fire. Anyway, whatever, eggs in basket. Thank you. You don't want to be juggling chickens. Oh, he's on one now, isn't he? You don't want to be juggling too many balls. I will correct him. Thank you. Up in the air at the same time. So business. Put your all into it at the moment. This is going to be such an amazing opportunity for you to do this, and you will be very successful. And it's a long-held dream.
Is it going to start within the next couple months?
6 months.
Within 6 months?
Within six
okay.
months. Within 6 months, yeah. But, yeah, he's do you know what? I've never seen him get so excited with a client before. And to get it juggling. Oh,
well,
my blessing.
Well, he's excited, and I'm excited. I've been thinking about this project for years now.
The business, put the business before the man. Oh, definitely. And coming from a man guide, that's, you know, so... And we both wish you every success with this business as well. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, yay. Okay, great.
Thanks,
Thank
Evelyn.
I appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you.
Bye.
And our Bye. Last caller of the day is going to be coming from Laura. Laura, you are live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi there, Sue.
Hi, honey. You all right?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Well, I have a question for you about meeting someone. I am single, and I've actually been divorced for quite a while, over 10 years. And for some reason, I can't get out of my mind this person that I met almost 16 years ago. And I'm wondering if that's preventing me from meeting someone now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if there's any potential to be with this person, or if perhaps if I'll meet someone else, and if so, if you have an idea when that might be, and if it might be a lasting relationship.
Right. Well, firstly, as regards into the 16 years ago, my guy's saying, no, you need to move on from that. Let it go. Gone. Done. Been there. Done that. Passed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's then saying, yes, you're right on the, is that preventing you from moving forwards a little bit? Because, you know, you've just got that little candle burning in your heart for this, aren't you? So he's suggesting, you know, that forgiveness is going to be involved again as well, forgiving each other. Not that anything really bad happened, but there's forgiveness always helps in a situation. Allowing yourself to let go, knowing that you know you've had this experience, but you are worth a lot more, and you are deserving of a lot more, and you are deserving of a very loving now relationship, apparently. And he's saying yes, but not until you've learned to let go of this one. With some of my clients, I do encourage them to write a letter. So you're not going to send it at all. You're not even going to post this letter. You sit down and you can write it to the person. You can, as a normal letter, and just write everything down in this letter, all your feelings and everything. And then right towards the end of the letter, you just ask the divine or the creator, you know, whatever you call the higher power, to bless the relationship that it was. Thank you for the experiences that it has brought you, and that you are now willing to let this relationship go because you now wish to move forward with a new, fresh, longer lasting relationship. You know, maybe for the, you know, that will be for the rest of your natural human experience on this planet. That I would suggest doing. Obviously, this is a process which you've got to go through. So with the timing of you meeting someone, I can't actually say, because this is a personal process for you. So obviously, as you move through the process, you are then opening yourself up more and more to attracting, you know, a gentleman into your life. And that's
right.
As far as I can go with
that. I hadn't actually
thought
of this other person at all until a week or two ago, and it just sort of popped into my head, and then I thought, oh, I wonder if that's the reason why I haven't moved on. I mean,
yeah, because subconsciously he's still there. You know,
yeah,
but
it could have easily been someone else, or I've just sort of been going through my mind of all the different people that I've come to know and maybe dated and questioned. Gee, maybe I'm thinking about that one or that one, or so. And that was just one that I happen to remember, and
think he's
just
more deeply rooted in your subconscious than you actually give yourself or him credit for. This is why I'm saying,
okay,
with the writing of the letter, if you write in the letter, you can express it more, you can bring it out, you can draw it out. The subconscious it's got a lovely way of sneaking things up on us when we least expect it. And although you may not, you know, you're saying to me, well, I haven't really been thinking about him. Deep down in one of
your little... Well, I hadn't until a couple of weeks ago, so it was just strange.
this is what I'm saying, but deep down in your subconscious, which, you know, is like a little computer, it stores away files.
Right,
and
right.
It's still clicking away, and it's still going, yeah, I'm in here, I'm in here. So now maybe that is, you know, it's been brought to your attention. This is, you know, now take note that he's been brought to your attention and to let him go. And like we said, to open the way and the pathway and open your heart to a more deserving relationship, which there is one out there for you, but it is a process that you have to go through, sweetheart.
And Laura,
okay,
with that,
I just didn't know if I was thinking about him because I should contact him, because sometimes that happens to me that I haven't thought about someone in a while, and then suddenly I think about them, and yeah, and oh boy, I should contact them. And so it wasn't really a relationship, it was someone I knew, and yeah. It was just, yeah, just like I said, something that occurred to me, and I thought, oh, yeah, I remember him. He was a nice guy, and I wonder if I should get in touch.
That choice is entirely up to you. Entirely up to you.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't recommend it, is what you're saying.
Laura, we're now out of time. I hate to cut you off. No, don't be sorry. The show's going to just automatically shut off in about a minute. So I just want to let you know if the show goes. So we need to get you to call back and let us know what happens. So keep us posted, okay? Thank you, Laura. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
And Sue, it is the fastest hour in radio history, I think, has just occurred, at least for me. I don't know about for you. So I want to thank you.
Quick.
It does go by super quick. I want to thank everybody who listened in today and called in. Just really appreciate the support for Sue today. If you enjoyed your time with Sue and would like to get a private appointment, go visit Sue's website. There's the link on the show page. And schedule that ASAP. You will be pleased, I'm quite sure. And we will look forward to having Sue back on a future date. Sue, again, it's been a real pleasure to have you here this evening. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. And we will see you all live tomorrow on Rated LGBT.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.